Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
Almost 3 months after Charlie Kirk was assassinated, there is some big news that just came out yesterday. And that is that Turning Point USA, which is, of course, what Charlie started, and now his wife Erica is running, but TPUSA has formally invited Candace Owens to talk about all these allegations that she's been throwing out there. Some of them have been very, very wild, and I would argue very hurtful, I'm sure, for a lot of his loved ones, because she's been accusing them of having something to do with his assassination, all kinds of things. And she kind of has this cult-like following. I used to be a huge fan of Candace Owens, like A Shot in the Dark. I mean, she's done some really incredible work. A Shot in the Dark was what I was going to mention. But I really enjoyed listening to her. And it's been more recently with the whole Israel thing and then with the Charlie Kirk stuff that I just had enough. Listen to the invitation from TPUSA.
Candace has mentioned several times that the ball is in our court. So here's what is going to happen. In the near future, there will be a live stream here in Phoenix where we address in a clear and comprehensive way the claims and accusations, the false accusations that have been made against Charlie's family, friends, and the people here at Turning Point. We plan to walk through everything carefully and thoroughly. If Candace is available, we would sincerely welcome her participation in that live stream at our studio here in Phoenix. At this point, we believe the ball is back in her court.
Wow. So they're not going to give her the opportunity to do it remotely. They want her there in person. Because I don't know that she's a wilting flower, don't get me wrong. But there's a difference between facing somebody face-to-face in an argument than doing it remotely.
Nah, Candace doesn't care about that, though. There are a lot of gutsy people who will say things online or through a text message and would never have the guts to say it to somebody's face. Candace Owens is not one of them. Listen to her response. Oh, are we playing it? Let's see. Okay, ready?
Issued a Charlie Kirk assassination, they at long last issued a public invitation or challenge. I'm not sure what it is, but I accept. Okay? Quite literally, all we have ever asked for were sensible answers to our basic questions about what transpired on September 10th. And it looks like we're going to get those things. So, major, major win. I am excited. Turning Point.
This is going to be a mess. It surely will not be Erica debating. So the guy who actually formally invited her, who you heard on that initial video, was Blake Neff. He's on the show all the time.
He's one of the producers.
One of the producers for the show. I would imagine he would be among the people sitting there addressing these allegations Candace has made, possibly Mikey McCoy. Again, Mikey McCoy is the chief of staff for Charlie, which I guess now you have to say past tense, which is really sad. But anyway, he's still on the show, the podcast. And Candace had come out shortly after this assassination and had speculated that he had something to do with it, because there was, I guess, video of him immediately picking up his cell phone and making a call. And she said his body language, his facial expressions didn't really line up with what you might expect after someone so close to him had just been brutally murdered in front of him. But he, I heard him
was
say this the other day.
Was he calling 911?
Well, he said he called, I believe he said he called his dad, Rob McCoy, who was Charlie Kirk's pastor, and said, Charlie's been shot. And said, call every single pastor you know and tell them to start praying. So it's interesting how you can look at a situation and you can draw your own conclusion when you really don't know the full picture. And that's what's dangerous about what Candace has done. I mean, we can all try to figure out what we think really happened. You know, was somebody else behind it? And was this, you know, a conspiracy? There's all kinds of things that have been floated about what really happened. Like, I heard it was potentially an inside job. I saw some video where they were saying that there was something planted in the mic, and they were doing a slow-mo version showing that some guy had kind of picked up the mic and swapped it. I mean, again, there's all kinds of things out there about what people think really happened.
That was an Israeli jet parked on the runway at a local airport, and it took off, and it didn't have a tracking number. I mean, I've heard all of these theories. I've not seen a shred of evidence for any of it. And I got to be honest with you. By having Candace Owens on the TPUSA network, they are immediately handing her some credibility. Because the danger here is that Candace Owens is a gifted communicator. There's no doubt about that. And she's a smart person. So they run the risk of her getting on there and poisoning their own crowd with some of her conspiracy theories. I don't know. I mean, we'll see how it turns out. Is there a date set for it yet?
Not that I've seen. They must feel so confident in their responses to these allegations that they just haven't made public for whatever reason.
Right.
That they're not worried about her coming out with all these things. I mean, surely they have listened to every single thing that she's claimed, and they've been inundated, they said, with hate because of people who follow Candace and have been accusing, you know, his own family, Charlie's own family and friends and staff of having something to do with this. I worry that this whole Charlie Kirk situation is going to be something like JFK, where it feels like we're never really truly going to know the full story. There's always going to be a question mark out there.
The thing that still sticks out there in my mind that's not clear is that this kid did all of this on his own. I mean, I truly believe that he was either inspired or encouraged by other people online. I would be anxious to see, and I haven't seen any other charges in this case yet, but he was part of an online group. We know about that, and then he decided independently to take action because of his live-in, cross-dressing, transgender roommate that he was apparently in love with, that he was going to do this. I think there are questions like that still need to be answered. I don't think there's any doubt. They've done the ballistics. They found the shell casings. I don't think there's...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW. birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
More there. I've never seen no evidence of it.
What was weird was the text messages that supposedly that guy had sent to the live-in friend, boyfriend, whatever the relationship is. And it just, they seemed very odd. It's not the kind of message that you would send to somebody, because no one, I'm sorry, I shouldn't give people, I'm giving people too much credit to say that no one's stupid enough to send a text message saying, I'm going
people
to shoot somebody up.
Yeah.
That's fair. I retract that statement. People are stupid enough. But it's sad if somebody, especially someone young like him, who, you know, that generation's just very tech savvy, it seems, they would know that anything that you're putting out on your phone, they can just trace it. They can dig that information right up. So why would you ever text that information out to somebody? The responses, the text messages between the two of them were just very weird.
I agree. But if TPUSA is smart, like, they'll make this a pay-per-view and just make it a fundraiser just to piss off Candace Owens, don't you think? Because you know people who don't normally tune in to the TPUSA podcast will want to hear that one.
Yeah, but they could, but they won't. And they're saying they're not doing this because they owe it to Candace. They're doing it because they want to protect Charlie's reputation. You know, what Candace has been doing that I really disagree with is, and I've seen people do this, when someone dies, especially tragically, people want to act like they were best friends with that person. And Candace has been doing that and kind of not airing dirty laundry, but the other day I saw her saying, oh, you know, when Charlie was going on a date, I think it was with Erica, his now wife, he texted me and he was asking if he should wear this outfit. And she shared this kind of awkward looking selfie that he had taken. And it's just weird. Like, why do you need to share those text messages? If he were here, I bet you Charlie would be pretty upset that she was showing those.
That acting,
it's
acting
kind of
like
embarrassing.
That
she's, yeah,
some sort of insider. And
like, you were close. I see that, Candace. You don't have to convince me of that, okay? You guys were close, but I don't believe that you were close recently. So it feels like it's just clickbait, and it's irking me. And I just am so disappointed in the way that she's handled this whole thing.
Well, we're about to get it all cleared up, apparently. How do you normally access that podcast? It's not a...
No, it is the Charlie Kirk Show. You can find it.
You can find it anywhere. Yeah, yeah. It's like, it's not, there's no paywall anything like that. Mm-mm. You have to do to get to it. Because obviously I've seen clips from it. I don't normally listen to it. People ask me all the time, which podcast do you listen to? What do you do about it? I'm like, here's what I do and have always done as a radio talk show host. I don't generally listen to other shows and podcasts because I want the content you're getting on my show to be original and produced by me with my reaction to events. I may eventually run a soundbite from a Joe Rogan podcast or something like that if it's caught my attention, but I'm not sitting down to watch a four-hour Joe Rogan show. I just don't generally do that because I want what you see here to be original stuff, not driven by what I've heard somebody else say. So that's why I asked that question about TPUSA. I've clearly seen clips and segments from those shows. I don't generally go to their site and watch them in their entirety.
Well, when it happens, we'll have to play clips from it.
Because yes,
I bet
will.
It
the
will
whole
be
world will.
Intense.
That might disintegrate into a screaming match at some point. All right, coming back, a little inside radio based on some questions we've gotten, and we'll get to some of the comments from the text line this morning at 314-241-9797. We're back in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.